We are learning Masechta Yuma Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Ki Osa Rav Dimi Om Rav Yechanan Sholos L'Shoinos Shemati. I heard about three different strings, ribbons. We have three different ribbons. Shemati Achash Apara, one's from the Parah Duma, where it says you throw into the fire eight eras v'shni salas. Right into the fire. Echash Sa'ir. The other one is Sa'ir HaMishleach. Echash Sa'ir HaMishleach. The Sa'ir that gets sent out to Azazel, you tie a string to its horns. Va'achas shomitzayra, one string, by mitzayra, also where there, you use a string also to burn together with the mitzayra there. That's the case of mitzayra. Three different strings we have. And there's different sizes for it. Achas mishkal sar zuz, one of them is 10 zuz. Va'achas mishkal shnei slom, one is the weight is 2 slom, which is 8 zuz. So one is the weight of 10 zuz, the other one is a weight of 8 zuz. Va'achas mishkal shekel, the other one is the mishkal of a shekel, which is 2 zuz. Ve'ein le'parash, I'm not sure which one's which. Now, Taisus has a question. L'chayra, there's a fourth lashon, the lashon of the sar hapanimi, the sar that goes l'Hashem. We said, we came out yesterday, it was a shiloh, but the word came out, that the sa'ir of Lashem, you tie it on the round's neck, so it shouldn't get mixed up. The Sar Mishaleach, so you see, there's another string. So Tosis answers that since that is only just not to get mixed up, there's no shear whatsoever, and therefore it's not counted one of the three Lashonis. But Lafi, Tosis Shanim shot yesterday that when it says Sar Mishaleach, you cut it in half, is half of that and half of Sar Lashem, so then you understand in Sar Mishaleach is included the string for Sar Lashem, because the Sar Lashem, the string comes from Sar Mishaleach, and therefore it's not Shver. That's Peter Tosis Shanim. Just speak out one more thing.
Why did you call it?
What? Because that's the Iker reason. Because the other ones also wanted to get mixed up. That would be the Iker reason. Now, yesterday you were asking, what did you get mixed up the Sa'ir with different Sa'ir? So Taka, Ritva Taka says that there's a Sa'ir for Musafim, and you get mixed up the Sa'ir Lashem with the Sa'ir Musaf. That's why you tied a string around it. But here we have three strings, the Sa'ir Para, Sa'ir Mishaleach, and Sa'ir Mitzayra. He's not sure which one is 10 zuz, which one's 8 zuz, which one's 2 zuz. Mainly the Farish. He also Ravin, Ravin came, Pirish from the Rabbi Yenison. He explained it B'Shem the Rabbi Yenison. The Sha'ir Para, Mishka Sa'ir zuz. The one of the Parah Duma is 10 zuz. Why? Because we need Kaivid. We need to be heavy. And therefore it's the biggest one. It has to be the weight of 10 zuz, the string of the Parah Duma. The Sha'ir Mishaleach, which you have to split in half. According to Rashi, it means split in half, one to tie on the rack, another one to leave on the horn. So that's shnei slom, that's eight zuz, the weight of eight zuz, that size. V'shel metzayra, which doesn't need anything, doesn't need weight, or doesn't have to be split. Therefore, it's enough with a shekel, mishkel shekel. It's enough with the weight of a shekel, which is two zuz. Am Rav Yechanan, pligi bar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta Rabbanan v'para. Rav Shimon ben Chalafta Rabbanan argue by para. Chad amar mishkel asar zuz, you need ten zuz. V'charam mishkel shekel, everyone says it's enough with two zuz. It must be the machlokes says, do you need kovid or not? We had yesterday machlokes tanoim if you need kovid. So the manim holds a sara, holds it needs to be, has to be heavy to fly straight into the fire. The other manim holds a shekel, obviously holds no din kovid. Now, to remember that there's a machlokes there, one says 10 and one says 2. Maybe it's one says 8 to 1 2, or 1 10 and 1 8. To remember that one is 10 and one is 2, we have a simon. Misimonech, echad amarba v'echad amamet. The simon is, the Mishnah in Menachos that says Echad Amarba Echad Amamet Vad Shechav Liv L'Shemayim, somewhere I think a big mincha, a small mincha, or a big carpet, small carpet, says easy to do a lot or a little, as long as you kavan Hashem Shemayim, that's the main thing. That's the Mishnah says. We use that as a simon. Echad Amarba, one sheet is the marba, which is 10, and one sheet is the mamet, which is 2, and that helps you remember that's 10 and 2, not 10 and 8 or 8 and 2, to remember what the Machlokes is. Although Yirmiyahu Diftel Rabina, loy b'parah pligi. The machlekes if it's 10 or 2 is not by parah aduma. El b'sar mishaleach pligi. The argument b'sar mishaleach. That means we had it before that's 8 zuz. Now we're having two other mandiyamrim. Either it's 10 or 2. Now woe be the tzad that it's 10. So the Tais Shalom says because of pesumi nisa, it's even bigger. This is a turn white. The part you tie on the rack, it's a turn white. So therefore, if pesumi nisa, even a bigger string. That's why this mandiyam all is 10. And it does explain what Ma'abshat in Mandiyama 2, but you have to say, the Mandiyama 2 holds that that's enough to split in half, that's 2 is enough. That will be Pshat in that Mandiyama. So this Mandiyama, this version is that they're arguing by Sar HaMishtalech. Vahu Yoimel, that day that they argued about Sar HaMishtalech, Noch Nafshe de Ravina. But the Rabbi Bar Kise. Rabbi Kise died that day. V'anchu Bo Simona, and they made a simon, Rabbi Bar Kise Mechaper. Rabbi Kisi was a tzaddik. We know Misa Tzaddikim is Mechaperis. Rabbi Akiva mechaper like a sar hamishtaleach. Just like a sar hamishtaleach mechaper, this is also the death of Rabbi Akiva is also mechaper. Rav Yitzchak. Now I want to start a new sugya. This sugya for the next blot and a half is to talk about the sugyas of para aduma. We know that if someone comes to tummy mates, the only way for him to be purified, if he touches a dead person, the only way for him to be purified is by getting spritzed on from the para aduma. From the para aduma, he gets spritzed on the third day and on the seventh day of his tumah, and then he is tahar. And the process of making a para aduma is a whole process. You shecht a para on the har hazeisim, and then you burn it. You catch the dam, then you burn it, and then you mix the whole thing together, all the afer, all the ashes together. You mix with water and with eitz aras yisalas, and the dam you spritz towards the heichel from the har hazeisim, and that's how you make the para aduma. So tomorrow, later on, we'll go in Barichas, all the different steps of the Paraduma and who is kosher to do it. But now we're going to first start with the first Avoida done by the Paraduma, and that's Shchita. And Rav Yitzchak, Shtei Shchita Shemati. I heard about two Shchitas. Achas Shal Paro, one's the Paraduma Shchita, V'achas Shal Paroi, and one the Shchita of the Paroi of Aharon HaKohen on Yom Kippur. We said before, the first carbon, after the Talmud, the first carbon he brings in Big Dilav, is the Paro, is the Paro that he brings, he does Vidur in it twice, and that will bring, he'll bring Lefnai V'Lefnim eventually. That's Parei Shel Aaron. So he heard about something about the Parei Aduma, the Parei Shel Aaron. Achas Ksher Bezar, V'Achas Psul Bezar. He heard that one of them can be done by a non-Kayin, and the other one cannot be done by a non-Kayin. V'lo Yedan Haheminayu. I don't know which one's which. We said, I don't know which one could be done with a Zar, which one not. So Itmar, we talk to have a Machloikis about this. Itmar, Shchitas Parah or Parah. Rav and Shmuel, it's like it's Rav and Shmuel. One of them say para psula, a para cannot be done on the azara and para yikshera, but a para of Aaron could be done ayde azara. But chadam a para psula, para yikshera. The other man then says that para, the para shall Aaron and Yom Kippur cannot be done with azara, but para aduma could be yikshera. That's because Rav and Shmuel. So Gemara is going to prove that Rav is the Baal HaMemra who holds that the para aduma is no good with azara, but the para of Aaron is good. Tistain the Rav Doma Parah Psula. The Om Rav Zera. Shchitas Parah Bazar Psula. Rav Zera says, Shchita of Azar is. Shchitas Parah of it by Azar, by non Kohen, it's possible. Om Rav Allah. Rav said, what's the Makar for that? Since the Pasuk says Elazar, says in the Pasuk, Venasata Oysa Elazar Akoyin, he give the Parah to the Elazar Akoyin, Vahitzi Oysa Lachosanaka, takes that in Machna, Vashachat Oysa Lafanov. And he shechted in front of him. So the Rav learns going back on Elazar. Elazar shechts this para and it says chukah. It says in the pasuk, "Zayis chukah satayra." When it says chukah, that means le'akev. So Omar Rav Allah, Elazar v'chukah shenim. But that is the reason why para has to be done dafka idea Elazar and not azar, not a non koyin. So we know Rav's only para is psula. It must be that the para of koyin gadol on Kippur is kosher bazar. Break the Gemara, but Parai Nami Haksiv Aharon. It says in the pasuk, "Hikriv Aharon is Parachatas Shasheloi," and it says the Shachet is Parachatas Shasheloi. He shechts it, so Aharon has a shecht. And then it says also there Chuka. It says Losh Chuka also. Well, he says Losh Lachem Chuka Asaylam. So Lachayra by Parai of Aharon also it should be Ma'akiv Dafka Aharon, not Azar. So Gemara says that's not true. Why? Shchit La Avaydi. Shchita is not Avayda, and therefore Kuma Chuka is not going on Shchita because it's not Avayda. It's not one of the avodas. If it's not one of the avodas, it can't be ma'akev. Right? The Marakasha, Yachi, if Shchita is not avodas, so why is Parah any better? Yachi, Parah Nami. Parah also, it says Allah's of the Chukah, but Chukah can't be going on that. It's not avodah. So the Gemara answers, no. Shani Parah, the culture of the Gabayasi. Parah is not talking about avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. It's about the Gabayas, it's done on the Har HaZeisim. And since it's done on the Har HaZeisim, therefore there's no more avodah for something else than for that. There's no like Chiluk avodas, the Rashi says. They're all the same. So if just like the let's say the Hazar or the Sifo or whatever it is of the or the Zrika of the Paradum with Dafka Dei Kayin, this also it's not less of a void than anything else since it's Kachav Dei Kabayis and done on Har HaZeisim. So that's the Gemara says Shani Para, the Kachav Dei Kabayis. So and therefore there you could say that chukah is going on that. Very more, okay. V'lav kol dekin, it's not a kol shekin. Ma'adach, something that's less kedusha cannot be done. Ideas are the part of Aaron, of course. Para is different. Should not be Zar. Amar says Rabbi Davidi, Mida the Hava Amaris the Goyim the Lava Avoidi Ubayikuno. It's not. It's only going to Kava Chaimer. It's not a Avoida. Are you going to tell me that why there doesn't need a Koyin? No, you find certain things that need a Koyin, mitzvah of a Koyin. For example, Nega. When someone has a tzaras, the only one who could passel it or matar it or matam it is only a Aaron and a Koyin, only a Koyin. They don't make kosher given there, because it's a whole different category. That's a category of something that's not a Avoida, but it's a Xeris Kosov with a Koyin. Here also, the din that needs a Shechita, the Koyin, the Paraduma, is not Medin. Avoida, it's within something similar to Maris the Goyim, that's exerts a kosher, that's the Akoyin. Therefore, it's not a koshkin, and that's what Rav holds. Rav holds, there's a laws of a chukah, has to be dafka, they are an Akoyin. I, the power of Koyin Gadol on Yom Kippur, there it's difficult, shkita lav avoida, and therefore does not need a Koyin, it can be with a Zark. Vilu Shmuel, so Shmuel obviously holds the opposite of Rav, and he holds that Paroi is Pasul, and Paro is Kosher. Shmuel Dama Paroi, Pasula, Maishta Paroi. Why? By the power of God, we say it's Ma'akiv to be Aaron, the Ksiv Aaron Chukah. Paro Nami, Yaksiv Eloza Chukah. By Paro also, it says Eloza Chukah. So why is he more sure by Parishal Aaron than the power of Paro Aduma? Shani Hasam. He says, if you read the Pesukim, according to Shmuel, if you read the Pesukim by Paraduma, it says clearly that Allah doesn't have to shecht it. Shani Hashem Mechziv, V'shachat Oysa Lefanov. Look at the Pesukim, it says, V'sat Oysa Allah Zakayin, give it to Allah Zakayin, V'hoitzi Oysa Al-Mechusamachna, he takes it out of Mechusamachna, V'shachat Oysa Lefanov. Someone else shechts it in front of him. Sheyehei Zar Shaychet V'Allah Zaraya. According to Shmuel, the way he reads the Pesukim is that someone else shechts it. So there's no Allah Zavichuka. It doesn't even say Allah Zavichuka. It says Shachat Eish Alafan. It has to be in front of Allah Zavichuka. A Kohen has to watch it, or Allah has to watch it in the first part of Aduma. He has to watch it, but a Zar could shecht it. Now, what does Rav do with Lefanov? If Rav learns Shachat Eish means going back on Lelazar, it says, V'Hoitzi Eish Alafan Smachna V'Shachat Eish. What's Lefanov? So Rav says, no, Lefanov just means, Shleyesiach Daite Emena. He shechts it, but it's in front of himself, and he can't be Siach Das. A din, a special din by Paraduma, he can't be Siach Das. V'shmuah Shleyesiach Daite Emenole. How does he know this halacha, he can't be Siach Das? Nafke Lele, he learns it after the Pasuk, V'sarav Esapara La'inov. You burn the para in front of him. So there, it's called La'inov, he has to see it. And if he has to see it, we know that's a din of not being Siach Das. That's a Rav knows. That's a Shmuel knows. So Rav is saying, Shachat Eish Lefanov teaches that. The Shmuel says, I'm not a pasuk. So what does Rav do with this pasuk? Rav says, yeah, both Pesukim are for Hesach Hadas. But Rav, Chad, B'Shchita, one teaching us that Shchita cannot be B'Hesach Hadas. By Shchita, you have to be concentrated on this alone the whole time. B'Chad, B'Shreifa. And the second pasuk tells us by Shreifa. And I need one can learn one for another. I need both Pesukim. Why? B'Tricha. Because of Rachmanov Shchita, if the Torah only said you have to be concentrated on this malacha by Shchita, you would say Shchita is Avaida. That's the beginning of the Avaida. Ava Shreifa and Malay, but Shreifa not. So Tzricha, so you need the Pasuk by Shreifa. Because of Rachmanov Shreifa, if only said Shreifa, from the Hash to Hud Meskashra Para. Because right here, the Para is becoming kosher. This is the thing that's making the Para kosher. Ava Shchita and Malay, Shchita not, maybe not, Tzricha. You need both. You need both Psukim. You need both Pesukim. So just to recap, according to Shmuel, the Shachar is going on a Zar, not even a Kohen. And therefore, he has no problem of Chukah, only by Kohen Gadol, like that. Mashenki Rav, Shachar is means that Allah has a Shech, and says Chukah means Dafki has a Shech. What does he do with Kohen Gadol? He says, by Kohen Gadol, Shchit Lava Vaidi. Aye, now what do you do with the Pasuk with Fun according to Rav? He says, so Hesach Adas. Aye, you have a Pasuk by Sarah for. So you need both Pesukim. And according to Shmuel, one Pasuk is enough. So now we have a kasha on Rav. If Rav says you need two psukim for shchita and for shreifa, so the way Tosis explains like this, that why don't you say one pasuk and we know everything else needs shmira, needs hesach adas. Can't have hesach adas. Teretz says it must be only certain avoidas that have a chashivas get a halacha of hesach adas. So lamut demai, what are we coming to exclude? Lamut demai, what are we coming to exclude? Ilay melamut asifas afra umilu mayim lekiddush. The process is, after you burn the para, you gather the afer, you gather the ashes, you fill up water, and then you pour water, according to Rashi, on top of the ashes, and you mix it up, and that makes the ashes that you're spritzing on the person. So you tell me that those mices, those avoidas of us of gathering the ashes, filling the water, and making kiddush, that's no din hesach adas, it is. It says Meshmeres, the Pasuk Klar, on top of Mamabez over here, the Meshmeres Menita. The Pasuk says, V'asaf ish taras ifa parav nich, v'chutzal machna makum tar, v'chutzal das meri shol, Meshmeres Menita. Chad Nasi, it says Klar Meshmeres. You can't say we'll fuk at that. Hello, lomute ashlochas eis eres v'eiza v'shishulas. One of the avodas are, to what? Yeah, it means to watch it the whole time. Yeah, to watch the whole time. So it needs shimur. So it's coming to La Fuke, Hashlochas Eitz Eres, throwing the piece of wood, the eiz of the grass, and the thread into the fire. That, Lav Gufa the Parah, you know, it's nothing to do with the Parah itself. It's not any part of the Parah. It's not even the Eifar part, not the ashes. There, since it's not part of the Parah itself, there is no din, it can't be Masiach Das. And that is what we're coming to La Fuke by saying clearly in the Pasuk, the other things need Shmira, besides for these things, don't need any Shmira.